you. Item number 10, please.
From the Interim Director, Department of Labor Relations, requesting authorization to amend the Amito Greco contract to increase the do not exceed limit by $20,001. At our March meeting cycle, this item was laid over to the call of the chair.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Mr. Ball.
Fred Ball, Interim Director of Labor Relations. This contract with Amedeo Greco is what we call our permanent umpire contract. It has been in place for several years now. Basically, what this resolution does is encumbers the money into our, so that we are able to pay Mr. Greco for his services. Currently, we have, I don't think we have any money available in our account to pay him. And we have several awards that are still due, along with one that just came in yesterday, that we would be unable to pay unless this is encumbered into our, unless this is approved so that we can pay his bills.
Supervisor Lipton?
Now hearing that we have some current obligations we have to pay, but we're not expecting to be running up any new uses of the that given the new law and whatnot?
Until the law changes, we will still be using him. And there are several dates that have been set. You know, once the law becomes effective, then unless we negotiate a new contract, as I have been directed to do, then we would not need his services. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Rice.
Yeah, could you just expand on that? So we had a do not exceed the contract of $50,000.
Correct.
And that's been exceeded?
Yes. And that this money would, which is in our budget. In our budget we have $20,000, but we do not have access to it at this point in time.
So it's been exceeded for services that have already been rendered?
Correct.
And rendered in response to what?
Well, he's had cases throughout the years where we have spent that money for his services. Every year we have 48 dates scheduled with District Council 48 for arbitrations.
Right. Okay. So when did he render those services? My just question is, why are we getting this now after the fact? I guess what always comes to mind is, if you're going to exceed the contract, why didn't it come to the committee? And then the other question is, isn't this a matter for finance rather than personnel if it's a contract and budgeting matter?
Mr. Bell?
This is the way we've always done it.
Mr. Chairman,
that gets us in trouble. Please, Mr. Sir.
The authorization was for payment up to $50,000, and now they need the further authorization to issue the check to pay for the services rendered above the $50,000 threshold. It comes to personnel because personnel is obviously the parent committee on the policy matter for the department.
Employee relations.
Right.
I guess,
Mr. Chair,
I'm a little unclear, and I'll ask one question before you answer, Mr. Manske. So is this money that we actually have already spent? Owe him this money, or this is anticipation of future work he's going to be doing?
The latter. Future work that he would do, but currently there is no money available to pay him for this last decision that we got earlier this week.
Is there going to be future work based on... After the 29th, supposedly, if SB 10 becomes law, is there going to continue to be future work for him?
There would not be after the 29th unless we negotiate a new contract with him.
Understandable. Okay. Mr. Manske. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Manske. This contract is a professional service contract, and under the ordinances, a professional service contract can be brought to any committee to ask for approval of that contract. So if Department of Health and Human Services wanted to get a professional service contract, they could take it to Health and Human Needs. So they're just bringing it to this committee because this is the committee that deals with this issue. Any encumbrance that they make towards this amount, so this amount gets approved, it'll add to the dollar amount of the contract. And if the work is no longer needed, then the encumbrance will just lapse at the end of the year and the amount will fall to the bottom line.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. My question is this, which I've asked other department heads, or when the treasurer comes in, he has advisors or some. So my question would be, are we getting the best bang of the buck from Amendo Greco? Is there anyone else that could do the same for the same or less? Or are we satisfied, in your opinion, you're the one who makes a decision that he is doing the best job that that we need? Is this the right person to have? Is this the right payment to have?
There have been a number of permanent umpires. Mr. Greco came on board after we did not renew the contract for Herman Terosian. Over the years, for various reasons, the contracts have not been renewed. Currently, he is acting appropriately as to, you know, to say that he's a pro-labor or a pro-management arbitrator, I think that's difficult. There has to be agreement between the union and us as to who gets selected as the arbitrator, and currently, and with the money that he charges, that is in line with other arbitrators for each case as we go. I would say he is right now the best person available to us.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
No.
Rice.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
No.
Three ayes, three noes.
No.
No.
Four
ayes. Oh, I'm sorry. Four ayes, three noes. The motion is approved.
Okay. Item number 11.